Hello, good evening, and welcome to my projector room. This is where I project all my movies, watch them surreptitiously, and think about movies. And in this particular piece of audio, I'm going to take you on a little bit of a journey into my movie world. So let me just start off by saying that I have watched an awful lot of stuff on Netflix. Yeah, there wouldn't be so much movies as TV series. So I'm really big into the old TV series, especially while I was depressed. While I was suffering with a long bout of depression earlier this year, I think I watched every single episode of 24, all 8 or 9 series. I watched all episodes of Prison Break. I watched Breaking Bad. I watched an awful lot of things, and I suppose I could look back on it and say, well, if it wasn't for Netflix, I would have found it even more difficult to get through. But for good or ill, I watched a lot of things on Netflix. Now that I'm much better, I do not tend to watch films on Netflix. But I think it's very, very good thing to have, and I'm sure there are some things on Netflix that I will watch again. So just like get that one out of the way. Now look, let's get to the real nub of the question. Would I prefer stay at home in my den and watch movies? By the way, I prefer to call them films really, but I think I'm being slowly overwhelmed by the movie world. Or would I prefer to go out to the cinema to view movies? No question, absolute no-brainer, no hesitation whatsoever. I would much, much prefer go out. Yep, I love the and I'm very happy to go to films by myself. I don't need anybody else to go to a film with. I just like going out. I like sitting in the cinema. I like when I'm eating sweets, I love eating them. Can't stand popcorn. Can't stand popcorn. And I must admit, I look at these people who bring in these monster boxes of popcorn and these monster tubs of Coke, and I actually feel sorry for them, to be honest. I really do. I think dreadful stuff to eat. But anyway, that's only my personal prejudices. Now, I've been asked by the great Sassy Cat to say what movie ratings are enforced in our country. Well, in Ireland, I'm certain that there's a 18 plus. I wouldn't go to anything over 18. I think it would probably be much too violent for me. There's something cut off at 12. There's PG for parental guidance. And there's U for universal. My goodness, I know more about this than I thought. And that's all, really. Now, the question is, what movie genre do I like best? Well, I'm not much good on thinking what kind of genre I am, what class I'd classify, but I am going to bring you a wee treat, or at least for me it's a wee treat to put it together. These are the movies that have made a deep impression on me, and I'm going to give you 12 names, right? In no particular order, they're not in, you know, this is the first one. These are the order in which I wrote them down, because I recently did this as a bit of an exercise in thinking up ideas, and what did I get from each of these films? Anyway, the first one, Life of Brian. Life of Brian. Oh, wow. What a film, you know. Life of Brian. Birdman. Now, I'll come back to Birdman later in this audio. But that's a recent release. Calvary. Calvary, a film you mightn't have heard about. It's Brendan Gleeson is in it. It's an Irish film. And I'd rate that very highly. Il Postino. Film about the great poet Pablo Neruda getting post delivered. Cinema Paradiso. I'm not going to tell you what these films are about, really. I'm just going to say what they are. The Jungle Book, except the next one. Yeah, The Jungle Book I had to mention. Love it. The next one is a film that you'll find very hard to find. It's called Kajaki. Kajaki. And it's a British film, and it's set in Afghanistan, and it's about a troop of squaddies who get trapped in a wadi, in a minefield. And my son, the actor Benjamin O'Mahony, starred in it, and so it made a big impression on me. Okay, moving on now. The two French films, Jean La Fleurette and Manon des Sources, go together, really. They're two parts of the same story. Whew, what a film. And I started off thinking it was Springtime for Hitler, but it's the producers, isn't it? It's the Gene Wilder film, the producers. Wonderful. La vie est belle, life is beautiful. La vie est belle. And two more. The Lion in Winter, I think it's called. Film about Thomas More and Henry II. And Fitzcarraldo. Never forget that boat going up the Amazon playing Caruso. Anyway, I don't know what... you can classify me into genre. Not sure what they fit in, but certainly there's no sci-fi there. There is comedy there. There's kids' films there. Well, The Jungle Book is a kids' film. I suppose you'd call me drama. There's comedy there. Which movie genre will I not watch? Well, it didn't take me a second to think about this. I'd watch any genre rather than go to a horror film. The only way I can watch horror films, and I do watch them sometimes because I think the special effects are fantastic, but I have to turn off the sound. I don't have much difficulty watching a horror film with no sound on, but wouldn't dream of watching it otherwise. Now, what movie have I seen most recently? Tell us why we should or shouldn't go to watch it. Well, first of all, let me give you one that you shouldn't bother to go and watch, even though there are a lot of recommendations in favour of it, but I'm going to give it a thumbs down. It's called Boyhood, made over about, I don't know, over 14 years long. Bit of a novelty, of course, that it took that long to make, but I was bored out of my pants, I have to admit. I wouldn't be giving it more than one star out of five or two stars out of ten or something like that. But the one that I really, really couldn't recommend too highly is Birdman. Now, Birdman succeeds at, you know, it's a story about the making of a play, about an actor who's in the play and another actor who's in the play and a couple of women who are in the play. And it is a wonderful film because it shows one of the characters in the film having hearing voices. So you hear the voices that the character is saying, and you can get a sense of how reality is being twisted and distorted, although it's done so subtly that you have to make up your own mind what's reality and what isn't reality. Oh, I could go on about this film. It's a film about acting. It's a film about the making of drama. It's a film about the drama of the relationship between people making dramas. Oh, just let me drool over it. I think it came crashing into my top 10 films of all time. You know, didn't climb up, didn't have to. I would love to see it again. Fantastic film. A movie is being made of one of the books you read. Well, funnily enough, I actually also made a list of the greatest books that I've learned from in my life. So here they are. Again, in no particular order. The Leopard. A Passion for Excellence. Situational Leadership. The Freaks Shall Inherit the Earth. By Chris Brogan. Leaves of Grass. Walt Whitman. Animal Farm. Malignant Sadness. By Lewis Wolpert. Middlemarch. The Brothers Karamazov. The Irish Border as a Cultural Divide by Heslinga. 33 Laws of Power by, hang on, I'll tell you who the author of that one is. I think I have it here on my shelf. Where's it gone to? Excuse me. Looking for the book. But all I can see is the... Oh, God. The art of strategy. That's not what I'm looking for. Not looking for the... Sorry. 33 laws of power seems to be gone. Must find that one. Yeah, never mind. Anyway, that's... So, what'll I pick to make a film out of? What am I going to pick to make a film out of? Well, I think I'll stick with my very first. I think I'd love to see The Brothers Karamazov, but not in a single film. I'd love to see it in about 15 or 20 episodes as a TV made for television. The Leopard, no question about The Leopard. Lampedusa, I think is the name of the author. That would be set during the 19th century in Italy. It may already have been made into a film, but I haven't seen it. So I better not say that I'd like another version of it. I'd make a real fool of myself if it there turns out to be a great version of it there already. But I haven't seen it, and I'd like to see a film of it. Can films be educational? Sure, look, even I learned something from Jaws. I learned something from The Bridge on the River Kwai. I learned something from... what else have I learned from... sure, I learned something from The Longest Day. I learned something from Saving Private Ryan. I think any good film, any really great film, is educational. But then again, I think all great thrillers need to be educational to be great. I'm talking about novels now. Have I ever gone to a cinema in another country? Oh dear, do I have to tell you about this? I will, because at the beginning I couldn't think of one at all. I went to a drive-in movie in Tucson in... 1968, I went to a drive-in movie in Tucson. In fact, I flew from Los Angeles to Tucson in Arizona to stay with a girlfriend who I'd had a year and a half ago before that in Ireland. And we'd written to each other for the best part of 2 years. I was and remained for a long time a big letter writer, so... If I remember it rightly, I was writing at least one letter a week to her. And, you know, with all the expectations that when we saw each other, it would be me going a bit far to say love at first sight. But was looking forward to having a really good time with her in Tucson. So booked to go to Tucson for 2 weeks. It was a total disaster. It was a total disaster. Arrived, and I think within the first 2 hours, we realised that we weren't going to get on. Don't ask me why. I look back on it. It was kind of a mini tragedy, really, that we didn't get on. But we did go to one drive-in movie, and I can't remember what it was. It was a drive-in movie. I'd never been to one before, nor have I been to one since. They're meant to be, you know, real, you know, teenage... experience where you'd have a wonderful time in the back seat of the car, hardly be aware of what film was on. But I saw the whole of the film, I can tell you, the whole of the film, and I can't remember a single thing about it. All I can remember is the discomfort of being with somebody when we could hardly talk to each other. And I just marvel at it. How on earth did I ever get into a situation? How did I let a situation happen to me? I mean, I must have been an awful character to have gone all the way down there and then discovered that I had to stay another 11 and a half days in the house of somebody who didn't really want me there. I must say her mother and her sister were very, very nice. But that's what I remember. Goodness knows what actually really happened. So, it was memorable. I've never forgotten it. Never forgotten the experience. So look, that's it. That's what it's like in my movie room here. One little thing I'll tell you, that from an early age back in Ireland, I'm going way, way back now into time before most of you except MacColgan were born. A really good friend of mine had a cinema in his house, and used to show big, huge reels of cartoons in the house. And so I really, from the earliest stage, I can remember reels of film. It was, those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Okay, thanks ever so much for listening on this evening. Now I better go and get my daughter to go to bed, because certainly time she stopped playing with Minecraft. Bye for now. Thanks a million for listening. Paul O'Mahony saying, tatty bye.